You're listening to Hunter Valley Today. Hello, Darren Katrupi here with you until 12 o'clock. I brought you our exclusive story this morning about a miraculous rescue in Milbredale that has undoubtedly saved the lives of a man and his two young boys. The man behind that rescue, along with his wife and his father-in-law, is Cameron Turner. And I'm very happy to say Cameron Turner joins me on Hunter Valley Today this morning. Cameron, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Look, I'm not intentionally being evasive with information, but I've heard a version of the story, but I thought we should actually get it straight from the horse's mouth. And dare I say, it actually started with horses. So what actually happened yesterday?
Yeah, so we were just doing a routine check on a couple of properties that we manage on Milbredale Road, and came across some horses that were up to their stomachs in water in a paddock. And along with some of the neighbours of the place, we managed to cut them free of the paddocks and swim them out to some higher ground, and contacted the owners of the block, who happened to be stranded down the other side of the river, not able to get back, and found out that there was a caretaker and a couple of children stuck in the house, and they'd lost contact with everybody, flat phone. So
wow. So they were actually in the house when you rescued the horses.
Yes, that's right.
So yeah. What did you do then?
We managed to locate a boat. Thankfully, we tried to contact all the necessary emergency services to obviously try and help or assist before we did, and everybody was just snowed under. So we just done what every other Aussie I would hope would do and helped out. And anyway, we managed to locate a boat, and thank you to my father-in-law for loaning the boat and driving it for us, and we managed to get over there and get through the house and get the gentleman and his two children out safely with their cat, and then drove them to the Bulga, the Bulga Hall, where they hopefully have got some food and water and a bit of warmth.
So what happened when you got to the house? Like how close was the water to the house?
It was chest height through the house. So we tied the boat off to the top rail on the back of his ute that was swamped with water at the house, and waded through the water into the house. So they were taking refuge on the top bunk of a bed in one of the bedrooms.
So if it's chest high, they're literally on the top bunk. I'm sort of imagining it's like the scene from Titanic where the water's getting high and there's just enough room to basically, you know, keep your head above water, literally.
Yeah, they had probably, you know, a good probably metre of space between them and the ceiling.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you say to them?
I just called out, was everybody okay, and they were all good and thankful to see us. They'd had advice the afternoon before, you know, in their defence for not leaving earlier. They had advice the night before from emergency services that they'd needed to wait it out, that the river had steadied, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. And by the time the water had entered the house, his phones and everything had gone flat and power was out. So he had no communication. And where the place was is 200 metres off the road, and at least 10 or 12 foot of water between the road and the house.
And in their defence as well, the rate at which the water rose in Bulga took everyone by surprise, so much so that many residents weren't able to get back home yesterday afternoon, never alone last night. So, they took the advice that was given and, like everybody, were caught out by it. You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. My guest is Cameron Turner, involved in this miraculous rescue of a man and his two young boys from a property at Milbredale. What did they say to you once you located them there in the bedroom on top of the bunk?
Oh, they were they were extremely grateful. The look in his eyes, he was just thankful to see someone come and help him. So he was over the moon to see us and very grateful.
So were they able to swim to the boat and you assist them along with your wife, Melissa, and your father-in-law to get them into the boat, or were they able to get themselves in?
Yeah, we just carried them out, keep them out of the water because it was cold, freezing cold water. Just carried them out to the boat and grabbed as much gear as we could of theirs that was still semi-dry or salvageable just because the water was still rising at that point. So we just grabbed what we could and loaded the boat and loaded them and headed back over to the road.
I'm speaking to Cameron Turner, who, along with his wife Melissa and father-in-law, did this miraculous rescue yesterday. Was it technically Bulga or Milbredale?
I'd say it's Milbredale. It's sort of, between Bulga and Broke on the Wollumbi Brook.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean... Was there much chat as you sort of took off from the house, or were you all just sort of looking at each other going, wow, what just happened?
Yeah, pretty similar to that. It's just, you sort of come across that situation. You don't sort of, I don't know, there's not a huge thought process as to, around it. You just sort of jump into gear, to be honest, and you do what you've got to do and try and keep everyone safe and dry and just get them out of that situation. You just got to think of yourself in that situation. You'd hope like buggery that someone would come to your help one day,
Absolutely.
We were in the position and that's what we've done.
As you said, that's the Australian or the Aussie thing to do. Now, I understand that he and the children had only literally been at the property for a very short period of time. Did you talk about that at all?
Not a great deal, no. I knew that he's fairly new to the area, I think, or fairly new to the farm, but not overly sure about that.
That would have made it even more distressing, I'd imagine, if you didn't really know where you were as well. That'd be really scary. And the kids, were they I suppose energised when you had rescued them, or were they pretty quiet too?
Yeah, no, everyone was pretty quiet, I think, to be honest. They were happy to see us and we were happy to have them out and breathe a sigh of relief that they were all okay.
Mm. Well, mate, on behalf of everybody, congratulations on such an heroic thing that you and Melissa and your father-in-law did. And I suppose next time you go out in that boat, you'll probably have a bit of a story to tell, won't you?
I'd imagine we would. But no, we just, like I said, we've just done like anybody else would have done, and had they had the opportunity, I'm sure someone else would have done it too. We were just in the right place at the right time for them.
Cameron, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it. And how are you going at your property as far as with the flood and the impacts?
Yeah, we're right housing-wise and our stock... We're all moved to higher ground. We're fortunate enough to have some steeper country that we live on, so we're high and dry here, and just able to try and help where we can around the community and tidy up after it. There'll be a big, massive help needed to clean up after this recedes.
Yeah, absolutely, and it'll need to centre obviously on the local community, but require a lot of us from around the area and further afield to come in and all muck in and help out our fellow Aussies like you have so kindly and so thankfully done here. Cameron, thanks very much for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
No problem.
That's Cameron Turner, who, along with his wife Melissa and father-in-law, did that miraculous rescue yesterday at Milbredale. You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi on 981 2NM.